The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
2 years on from the outbreak of COVID, the world is finally getting back on its feet. Borders are open and people are travelling again. But COVID isn't the only infectious disease that's on the radar for experts. An emergence of monkeypox has seen an outbreak in Europe and parts of America. It's been described as a deadly but rare virus. But should we be worried? Joining me now to tell us everything we need to know about this new disease is infectious diseases physician and microbiologist Professor Paul Griffin. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's get straight into it. What is monkeypox?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting virus. It's fairly closely related to smallpox. And smallpox, people might recall, is, you know, a huge success story for vaccination, with us being able to eradicate that infection in 1980. And, you know, maybe that's why monkeypox is coming back, because there was a bit of cross-protection from people that had been exposed to smallpox. And the smallpox vaccine that was responsible for that eradication also gave great protection against monkeypox. But the big thing to know about this virus is it's nowhere near as infectious or as easily transmitted as COVID. So we're not talking about a pandemic situation or expecting to see large numbers of cases.
Yeah, right. And so does it have anything to do with monkeys?
It was first found in monkeys, and in fact, it's what we call a zoonotic infection. So it is one that can come from animals. And in fact, it's not just monkeys. There are a lot of rodents that are important for the transmission of this virus, but was first discovered in laboratory monkeys in around 1958. And so that's where the name came from.
Yeah, right. And so smallpox is estimated to have killed hundreds of millions of people. Is monkeypox as deadly?
No, it's definitely not. And we quote the mortality rate as between about 1 and 10%, but there are different types of monkeypox, and it's a slightly different strain that probably has that high mortality rate of around 10%. This strain is thought to be the one that has the lower end of the mortality. Still very significant at probably around 1%, but certainly not as lethal as some of the nastier strains.
Mm. And can you give us an idea of some of the symptoms? Because I've looked at some photos online this morning, and I really wish that I hadn't done that before eating breakfast.
Yeah, look, those classic pictures of people covered in those blisters, those pox, is certainly part of the presentation. It can be like a lot of infections early on in terms of fevers and fatigue, but people usually do get some kind of rash, and also the lymph glands often get swollen, as we can see in a number of other viral infections as well. So, you know, one of the things that, again, is very different to COVID is, you know, the fact that people do often get visibly infected with this in terms of that sort of a rash also helps us find cases and reduce the chance of them passing it on.
Mm. And so what is the treatment for it?
So we do have a treatment that is available, not widely just yet, but a treatment that was being developed for smallpox that does look like would have worked for this virus. And we actually do have that vaccine that, again, was designed for smallpox that we can use if we need to. But the big thing to tell people at the moment is we're really not expecting this to be transmitted and spread all that widely. And so the main thing will be finding cases and just getting them to not pass it on through simple infection control measures, because it's really not that easy to pass on.
Yeah, right. And now international travel has restarted. What is the likelihood that monkeypox will turn up in Australia?
I wouldn't be surprised if we get one or two cases, potentially, but that doesn't mean it's going to be introduced and spread widely. I mean, the world is a fairly small place, once again, with people travelling around, and we've seen cases in a number of countries already. So it is certainly possible, but again, doesn't mean that it's going to break out and cause lots of transmission. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a small number, but doubt that it'll become established and that we'll see, you know, more than perhaps a handful of cases at worst.
Mm. And obviously the COVID pandemic is still raging over here in the West. I think we had the most number of daily cases anywhere in Australia yesterday. But, you know, I'm curious to know if there's a silver lining in the most recent COVID-19 pandemic. Do you think we've learnt anything over the past couple of years that will protect us going forward when it comes to new viruses that might emerge?
Look, I really hope so. I mean, you know, obviously we're now seeing the flu as well, and I would really hope that, you know, a better understanding of how these infections are passed on will lead people to taking some simple steps to reduce their risk. And of course, by that I mean hand hygiene, social distancing, the use of masks, etc. You know, hopefully we'll learn to a greater degree the importance of vaccination, and you know, that's not necessarily being borne out with our flu vaccination rates right now, but hopefully we'll be able to fix that. And so, you know, understanding the importance of vaccination will hopefully be a lasting effect. And, you know, in fact, some of the issues around the monkeypox at the moment probably are arising due to our thirst for information around infectious diseases at the moment, and, you know, very rapid dissemination of information about the small number of cases that we've seen in other countries. So, yeah, hopefully there will be some positives, but, you know, it does mean we're going to have to keep up, you know, just a little bit of effort to make sure we keep controlling, you know, these infections and other new ones that are likely to emerge.
Yeah, pretty good advice. Professor Paul Griffin, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.